So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Meis loy meis, ein yitzi mipesach palterin shaloi. If a close relative of the king dies, he does not leave his palace. Behuda Omer, emrei talot sachar mita yitzi. If he wants to follow the funeral procession, he may. Shekem etzina b'David, sheyotza achar mitase shel Avner, shenema v'melech David hoylech achar mita. As we find that David and Melch followed the funeral procession of Avner. However, the Tanakam responds, Amalei lohoya hadavei lofayis asa'am. He did not do so to honor Avner, but to appease the people, as the Pasuk says, V'yedu kol ha'am v'chol Yisrael, ki lohoysa mahamelech lehemes es Avner. The people realize that David HaMelech did not have a hand in Avner's death. And the Gemara cites a brisa which elaborates, Malkim shenogu nashim lotzis achar mita yaitzis, lefne ha'mita yaitzis. Where the custom is for the women to walk behind the bier, or where the custom is for the women to walk before the bier, they should continue to follow their custom. However, Behuda Omer, lo'olam nashim lefne ha'mita yaitzis. The women should always walk before the bier. Shekim etzini b'David, sheyatza achar mitase shel Avner b'nespaisu. As we find that David followed Avner's bier. And as Rashi explains, orche de David l'halachim anashim, David certainly did not walk with the women. However, the Chacham explains, shehayi David yotze mibein hanashim b'nichnas lebein hanashim. Yotze mibein hanashim b'nichnas lebein hanashim. He indeed went among the men and the women in order to appease them. Parenthetically, the Gemara cites two opinions, but name man nenesh Avner. Why was Avner punished? He should have protested when Shalomel killed Neiv Irakahanim. However, another opinion holds, Micha v'lei nena, he indeed protested, but his words were not heeded. Rather, he was punished because Shoha Malchus B'David Shteishanam Amechza. He caused David HaMelech's reign to be delayed for 2.5 years. As Rashi explains, Shehemed es ish b'ishis l'melech, v'im lo himlichu Avner ha'im himlichin es David. He arranged for Shaul's son ish b'ishis to rule for 2.5 years before David was accepted as king over the entire Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah continues, Ukishim Mavaranaisa Kola Amasuban Allah Aretz, Vuhumesiv Allah Dargish. When the people serve the king the mourner's meal, they all sit on the ground and he reclines on a dargish. At first the Gemara defines a dargish as Arsa Degada, a table erected in the home for a good mazel that was not generally used. However, the Gemara rejects this interpretation because Rav Shimon Gamliel says regarding Hilchas Avelis, Dargish Matar Kavitin Vuhunoifel Me'elov. One unties the loops of a dargish and it falls apart. And Arsa Degada Karvitin Mi'isle. This type of bed does not have loops. Therefore, the Gemara explains Arsa Ditzala. A dargish is a bed consisting of a leather mat with straps tied to a wooden frame. The Mishnah continues discussing halachas pertaining to the king. Zok the Mishnah, Umaitzi l'mechemes harishus al pi bezn shel shivim ve'echad. The king can decide to wage war at his discretion, but with the consent of the full court of 71 judges. Uporitz las le'derech ve'eim emacha bi'adai. He can breach anyone's fence in order to make a path to his own fields, and no one can protest. Furthermore, Derech HaMelech in Lishir, this path may be of unlimited width. The Gemara now cites two opinions regarding the powers of the king as described in the Pesukim in Sefer Shmuel, how Shmuel HaNavi warned the people that the king would have the power to levy taxes and confiscate property. Kala Amar b'Parshas Melech, Melech Mutar Bo, the king may exercise all these powers. Lo Nemar Parshas Zu Ela La'ayim Aleihem, the king may not exercise all these powers. The Pasuk was only ensuring that the people would properly fear the king, as the Torah says, Saim tasim alecha melech, to place the king over you, and we expound, shetehei emas alecha, his fear should be upon you. The Gemara cites two opinions regarding appointing a king. Nitztam v'yisrael b'chnisasin la'aretz l'ham alehem melech. Klal Yisrael was commanded to appoint a king after they enter Eretz Yisrael. Le'nemer parsha zu ele k'neged tarumasim. The Pasuk merely allows them to appoint a king in the event they would demand one. The Gemara elaborates on Klal Yisrael's request for Shmuel HaNavi to appoint a king. The Pasuk says, "Tenu lanu melech l'shavtenu." They asked for a king who would judge them. And the Gemara explains, "Zekenim shebedor kahigin shalu." This refers to the elders of the generation whose request was appropriate, because they asked for a king to judge them. However, the Pasuk continues about "Hayinu gama nachnu kechal agayim v'shavtenu malkenu v'yetzer lifenenu." We shall be like the other nations, and he will wage our wars. The Gemara explains, Ame ha'arit shabehen kilkalu. This refers to the common unlearned folk whose request was inappropriate because they asked for a king to lead them into war. The Gemara cites a brisa that elaborates on the mitzvah of appointing a king. Shalosh mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael b'chinasas and la'aretz. Klal Yisrael was commanded with three mitzvahs upon their entry into Eretz Yisrael. Lahamad lehem melech, to appoint a king. Lahachra zari shal amalek, then to eradicate the descendants of Amalek. Livnes lem beis ha'mechira, and then to build the beis ha'mikdash. The Gemara explains that it is specifically in this order. Lahamad lehem melech tchila, to appoint a king first, and then to eradicate Amalek, as the Pasuk says, Ki yad al keis kab melchama la'ashem ba'amalek. The Pasuk first mentions that Hashem swore by his throne, which symbolizes the Jewish monarchy, and then mentions that he will wage war against Amalek. Furthermore, l'hachar zarish al amalek tchila, to first eradicate amalek and then build the base of Megdash, as the pasuk says, v'nich lahem mikol ayveichem v'gaymer v'hoya makom ash yivchar Hashem v'gaymer, after gaining respite from their enemies, they should build the base of Megdash. The Gemara digresses to discuss the monarchy of Shlema HaMelech. B'tchila malach Shlema al yoinim u'l'b'sayf malach al tachtoinim. At first, he reigned over the heavenly realms as well, and later he only reigned over the lower world. U'l'b'sayf le'malach el al Yisrael, u'l'b'sayf le'malach el al Yerushalayim. Later, he only reigned over Klal Yisrael, and then only over Yerushalayim. U'l'b'sayf le'malach el al Mitasa, u'l'b'sayf le'malach el al Makle, until eventually he only reigned over his bed, and then only over his walking stick. The Gemara cites a machlokes is Rabbi Shmuel whether he returned to his original stature. Chada Mahadir, one opinion holds that he did return, and thus Melech Mehedyet or Melech. He was a king, then a commoner, and then a king once more. Chada Malehadir, the other opinion holds he did not return, and thus Melech Mehedyet, he was a king, and then became and remained a commoner. The Mishnah concludes, B'chol ha'am b'ezin m'neisin lo'i, b'hu neitel chelik b'reish. All the people place the spoils of war before the king, and he chooses whatever he wants first. The Gemara elaborates and makes the following distinction. Eitzis malachim lamelech. The royal treasures taken from the vanquished king belong entirely to the king, because orcha de milsa, it's reasonable for such treasures to stay in royal hands. However, v'shar biza shabayzin mechtzel lamelech mechtzel am. The rest of the spoils are divided evenly between the king and the people. However, the king can choose the better half, as the pasuk says, v'yimshuchu l'ashem l'nogid l'tzadik l'kayin makish nogid l'tzadik. Comparing the melech to the kohen gadol, just like the Kohen Gadol took half of the lechem upon him, as the pasuk says, "V'hoyis la'aron levanav, mechtzel la'aron mechtzel levanav." So too, afnagid mechtzel loy u'mechtzel echav, the king takes half the spoils of war.